This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm John Sears. Welcome to Sound Off. Murph, how big was that win for the Wild?
I'm Keith Murphy. Big win, John, but watch this.
I used to be a fan of pro wrestling. Then I turned 12. How can anyone be a fan of this fake garbage? Did that work or not?
That was good.
I can't tell. Why would you play that again?
I enjoy it. Hang on, John. We have a director's cut.
How can anyone be a fan of this fake garbage? That's just mean.
Oh, that's just awesome.
Jeez.
Oh, I love it.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
Just in a good mood tonight. Glad you're with us. Alongside John Sears, I'm Keith Murphy. Welcome to Sound Off. Ready to go?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Sound off.
As long as you don't hit me this week.
No promises. Sound off at 515-282-9010. The Wild make it a series and ensure there will be three straight home playoff games at the Well in Des Moines.
Wednesday and then Friday coming up this week. And for the first time in 145 Kentucky Derbies, the winner is disqualified on race day. Crazy drama at Churchill Downs. Let's sound off. 515-282-9010.
More than one Bears fan asked a simple question this week. Who's Chuck Bruce? Chuck Bruce is the alter ego of Bears top draft pick David Montgomery. It starts with Montgomery and the Cyclones cleaning up Marshalltown after a tornado struck. Well done, clones. We interviewed Montgomery, and he appeared on our newscast as Chuck Bruce, resident. A star is born. Again. Combine two tough first names, badassery comes to life. It's as if Chuck Norris and Bruce Lee scissor kicked each other in the head, and Chuck Bruce appeared in a puff of smoke. When officials ejected Montgomery for smack at the jack, the legend grew.
Wait a minute, look out here! Look out! Get the grave! Look out!
Get him, Chuck Bruce!
Oh my God! That's God's very witness! He has broken
it! Put him in a
body bag,
Chuck!
We got a tag team match now! Deep in the heart of Texas!
I've won the fight and the game!
Montgomery had to serve a one-half suspension. Cyclone Sports 32 or Cyclone Sports 2 tweeted, breaking, Iowa State to start unknown walk-on freshman Chuck Bruce Saturday versus Texas. He is expected to only play the first half. After the Bears drafted Montgomery, Chris Andringa knew what to do. NFL shop custom jerseys only allow for 10 characters, just saying. And then this week, Channel 13 producer Tisa Tolinar changed her profile. It now reads, I turned David Montgomery into Chuck Bruce. Tisa tweets she's never been so proud of a mistake. And that's a great attitude. We do 40 hours of live news a week. Honest mistakes happen. No one got hurt. We all like people who can laugh at themselves. But this does raise a question. Who is the real Chuck Bruce, or the first? Meet Pleasant Hills Chuck Bruce. Right name, wrong story. Chuck Bruce, you're a legend.
Oh, man, that's great. You think the real Chuck Bruce has Twitter and has seen all this commotion?
Nope.
All right. Earlier this week, Hawkeye basketball player Isaiah Moss announced his intentions to enter the transfer portal. That's a fancy way of saying he's leaving Iowa to play his final season somewhere else. Now, this was surprising to me. It shouldn't be surprising because it feels like half the players around the country are transferring. But a soon-to-be senior starter transferring off a team that made the second round of the NCAA tournament? Something doesn't add up. Moss didn't disclose why he's leaving, but Fran McCaffrey said he's looking for an expanded role. In other words, Moss wants more playing time, and my guess is he wants to be the number one or number two scoring option. Moss was streaky and at times disappeared, but I understand the playing time frustration, and I think this is a result of having too much depth. Minutes get spread out, and a player like Moss likely feels he should be getting the majority of the minutes as a starter. Now, I'm baffled at how many people feel losing Moss is not a big deal. Some fans even saying Iowa will be better without Moss. Explain to me how. I get that it's only 9 points, 3 rebounds a game, but you're losing the best player on the team when it comes to creating his own shot. Take a look at the roster. Who's filling in? Fran has hyped up redshirt freshman CJ Frederick, and he may be the real deal, but he's also never attempted a shot in a college basketball game yet. There's a lot of unknowns with next year's team. Moss was known. He has experience. He's a 42% shooter from three, just a solid team player. And he had moments. He scored 20 points against Iowa State, 23 against Minnesota, and 16 in that loss to Tennessee. Losing Moss only puts more pressure on Jordan Bohannon, Joe Wieskamp, and Luka Garza. I understand Isaiah Moss is not Zion Williamson, but his departure is still a blow to Hawkeye basketball.
Of course it is. He was going to be a four-year starter.
Yeah.
That's a rare thing these days. Let's take some calls. We go to the live calls. Stacia, I hope I'm pronouncing that properly, is in Grinnell. A thought on the Cubs sweeping the Cardinals and taking over first place. Go ahead.
So what is your guys' thoughts on Taylor Davis and that Grand Slam?
Loved it. Taylor Davis is a fan favorite. We're going to have more on Taylor Davis coming up. He is the sound-off send-off tonight. So we'll save it for that. First home run was a grand slam,
and he's the tied the game. And he's the guy for the Iowa Cubs. You may have seen him on social media. He's always staring into
great.
The camera.
He's
great. So a cool moment for him, but we'll get to that, yeah.
Yeah, Kentucky Derby is on the mind of Lenny and Ankeny. Lenny, 22 minutes between the end of the race and when an official winner was declared. What did you think?
Well, I was a little upset. I thought Maximum Security had it in the bag. I thought they should have won. I was just curious if what you guys think. Does the horse know that he lost? I'm curious if he knows what's going on there.
I don't think the horse knows, and he was not available for interviews. So
he ran a good race, though.
It is the fastest horse, it appeared, but he also did drift a couple of lanes.
Look at that sloppy track. Yeah. Have we seen a derby recently where the track, where it's just been like perfect weather? I feel like it's always
wettest track, Kentucky Derby track ever last year, John.
Yeah.
And pretty bad this year too. Our friend Bryce Miller was there.
It's always muddy and sloppy.
Yeah, it was sloppy. It's turning into the Drake relays
in mud. Yeah.
Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Tiny Ref judges. Jennifer in Des Moines says Channel 13 anchor Justin Cerency.
Oh, boy.
Looks like Grey Worm from Game of Thrones.
Who?
Grey Worm. He's a key character. He leads the Unsullied.
His name
in the
is
battle.
Grey Worm.
Yes, Grey Worm. That's him on the right. Tiny Ref. Pretty good one there.
That
might be a Hall of Famer. AJ in Beaverdale says new Hawkeye assistant coach Jay Neiman looks like Red Foreman from that 70s show. And Tiny Ref?
I can see a little bit of that. It's not too bad.
It's a two
just
for
digging
two
in the basket
well
there.
Done. Send more lookalikes.
All right, guys. Is this just right or too far gone? Let's use it to start a conversation about the three-point shot next. Here comes What's Bugging Andy. Time for another game of Knockout. Sound off at Sound Off 13 on Twitter. It's Knockout is Game of Thrones characters. One has to go. Define as you will. Who do you knock out?
I don't know any of these people. John Snow, that's really a guy's name, John Snow?
Yeah, John Snow, top right. That's John Snow. Do you knock out Daenerys Targaryen, John Snow, Arya Stark, or Tyrion Lannister? Mother of Dragons currently in trouble.
Mother of Dragons? Where's Grey Worm? Is Grey Worm not part of this? Or what? The Mother of Dragons? What is this crap up here? I don't even know what you're talking about. Grey Worm, is he in there? Is he out already?
He's not a top tier character, although he may be after.
Has he been beheaded or something already? Or
is well, he... I haven't seen tonight's episode. He's had something chopped off. That's true, by the way. Andy loves
what kind of show one. Is this? Chopping off any body part you want? Just... Poor Grey Worm, jeez. Yeah. I feel bad for Grey Worm now. That's a rough life to keep living.
Oh man.
All right.
It's a sports show. We can make balls jokes. Andy loves watching three-point shots until he doesn't.
It's what's bugging Andy.
It's funny the way a good thing starts to turn. Take, for instance, a banana. Starts out, no big deal. Then gets really good flavor. Then gets a little too much flavor. And then it turns bad. The game of basketball has a banana situation right now with a three-point shot. Started out as something that was sort of a novelty, then got really good, and now it's maybe a little too good. Prior to the 2015-16 season, no NBA player had ever made 300 three-pointers in a season. That season, Steph Curry hit 402. That ain't breaking a record, that's putting it through a wood chipper. At age 29, James Harden is already the all-time leader in unassisted three-pointers. He's 29. And during the 2018-19 regular season, NBA shooters made almost 28,000 three-point shots. That's more than they made in the entire decade of the 1980s. Not everyone likes this trend. Greg Popovich thinks it's killing the rest of the game of basketball. Some would actually like to put a harness on the three, move the line out, take it away altogether. I might get to that point, but for now, it's still too much fun. I'm still in awe of Curry's lightning quick release, of Damian Lillard's cruise missile range. Until that sentiment fades and fans start openly hating on the three, I don't think the NBA should force change. The NCAA tried that with slam dunks back in the 60s. Now those highlights look ridiculous. The game often works itself out. Dunks were all the rage. So were giant centers and power forwards, and now they're not. And it's because the game evolved and moved away from the rim. The game will move away from the three, too. Mark my words, there's now a ton of open space on the floor, and the game will find a way to exploit that. The forced fix never works, especially when nothing's actually broken. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
He's holding up a three there, John. I'll tell you who would love to hold up a two is Grey Worm. Taylen Horton Tucker.
I feel really bad for this Grey Worm guy. Dude. That just
makes who's in your five? Will he be the most missed player? Sound Off Live continues. We'll squeeze in a call if Big Sam allows it. 515-282-9010. At Sound Off 13 on Twitter, Todd types, not sure how we can say it's not a big deal. Moss was a dependable starter with lots of experience. It is a big deal. Sorry to see him leave. Glad we had him in black and gold while he was here.
Hayden writes, can you imagine if we could go back after a football game and say another team won because of a missed call? I'm sure the Saints would like to adopt the horse racing rules.
I am surprised they changed that after 22 minutes.
And 144 other Kentucky Derbies have never had that.
Didn't used to have the technology to see something that clearly. Who's in your five ranking the Iowa or Iowa State early exits? How much they'll be missed? Guessing here, number five, Cameron Lard. Number four, Isaiah Moss.
Okay, yep.
Number three, Talen Horton Tucker.
Now, he's projected right now, kind of late first-round pick. So how is he number three on your list?
Well, just because number two, Lindell Wigginton, I think when he is fully utilized, I thought he brought a little more to the Cyclones his freshman year.
Okay.
And number one, I've heard Hawkeye fans say they're not going to miss Tyler Cook that much.
I agree. I think missing Tyler Cook in that middle part, I think he's going to be a huge loss for Iowa, more than many fans believe.
You think Talen Horton Tucker, though, belongs in front of Lindell Wigginton? I mean, if you're looking at potential, probably.
The scouts will say yes.
He's only 18 years old. What would he have done as a sophomore at Iowa State?
That's why the scouts love him.
Cyclone fans would love
and
to be able to see
that.
And
he's got kind of that NBA game, like the James Harden step back move, the 3 points. You know, he's kind of got that NBA game. So
he doesn't take five steps like
well,
Harden,
he can expand his game now because it's allowed now. It's different rules in the NBA.
You see Opera Man on Saturday Night Live returned, Adam Sandler?
I did, yeah.
He had some Opera Man sang about James Harden. Number one, I'm going to have to give that the elbow. There we go.
Knock that thing
out. Jason and Albia. Hi, Jason.
Go Cubs, go. Go Cubs, go.
Go Cubs, go. The Cubs are in first place.
Somebody
called this show like a month ago and wanted Joe Maddon fired and said the Cubs were done and went ahead and awarded the division championship to the Cardinals. What happened? Jason.
Thanks, Phil.
Jason. All right, well, maybe go,
go
Cubs,
Cubs,
go.
That's
maybe
all I
that was
wanted.
Enough. You know, sometimes that's all you need. That's all you need.
A little go, Cubs, go.
I did not see them getting back to first place this quickly. They almost did it by the end of April.
I think they started 2-7. So now, since then, I think they are 17-5.
So Maddon can manage again?
No, this is the players' hard work. This has nothing to do with managing. Because, you know, when they lose again, it's all Madden's fault once they lose again.
It can't be
managing. This is all players. And here we go. There's our boy that we'll be talking about in a little bit.
Oh, Talen Davis. Nicely done. Hometown Tampa, Florida.
And you love guys that just have worked so hard in the minors and get a shot.
I know. We got the guy in the minors. I read the Des Moines Register today is selling that little house he built.
Yeah,
I don't think you'd even make it over there to break bread with him or anything, did
you? I don't
know
if I could fit in that thing.
You probably can. Hey, face-off is next. Still hard to believe. How the ballpark looks in Davenport. 515-282-9010 or at SoundOff13 on Twitter to Sound Off. Knockout results, Game of Thrones characters, one had to go. John, who's out?
Who? I don't know. I don't know any of these oddly named people. Who is that?
Daenerys Targaryen is out. Not out of the show, by the way, just out of the game of knockout. I don't know what happened tonight. The Mother of Dragons, though, according to you, is out.
So Grey Worm is still in, and he's alive. He's just missing certain body parts. That's the thing with Grey Worm.
At the start of the night, that was true. I don't know what's happened to Grey Worm.
Maybe he lost some more body parts?
I hope not. I like Grey Worm.
Poor Grey Worm.
And I like Justin Cernsey.
Yeah, and they look alike.
Yeah, it turns out they do.
All right. Time to bounce around. More topics. We call it face-off. Controversy at the Kentucky Derby. Maximum Security crossed first, but was then disqualified for drifting and interfering with three other horses on the final turn. I had no idea this was a rule in horse racing, but by definition, it was probably ruled correctly, but I also feel like this could happen in almost every race at some point when they're turning. You like the call?
I really don't, but I think it was the right call and the wrong execution. The steward should have had an inquiry right away, and the announcement took way too long.
Yeah.
That was just cruel, though someone made me laugh by pointing out the horse still thinks he won.
That's true. Iowa Wild needed to win game three, and they did. Chicago now leads the series 2-1. I think this series goes all seven games.
This Sunday win not only makes it a series, it means Des Moines hosts two more games, including a Friday night. That is just a great opportunity for the Wild, and it is fun to see hockey grow here in Iowa. You can see it growing.
Yep. Stunning pictures from video of the flooding in the Quad Cities. Modern Woodman Park, home of the Quad City River Bandits, looks like an island.
Wow.
They'll play home games in Iowa City this week. Man, Mother Nature can really suck sometimes.
Yeah, we can't get numb to this flooding, though. It is just unrelenting. Channel 13 sports reporter Mark Freund was over there, and I've watched this video many times. Chief photographer Mike Borland got this with a drone. The field still looks green and great and playable, but Modern Woodman Park just surrounded by water. As you said, it's an island. Now, they'll play Monday through Wednesday at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City, then see how the park looks. It's hard to imagine this could be ready for baseball at the end of the week. Are they going to take a boat to the ballpark?
Yeah, you have to.
But good luck to
both
them.
Both the teams in.
They've been through a lot over there.
That's crazy. Drake's Nicole Newman threw her fourth perfect game of the season on Friday. It's getting to the point where I'm more surprised when she gives up a run than when she throws a no-hitter.
She struck out the first 16 batters. Nicole Newman is fantastic.
Yeah.
John, I'll bet if we give you 10 swings, 10 cuts, you never touch a Newman pitch.
Newman doesn't want any of this. Freshman baseball Dowling, my very first at bat, gone. I retired after that year. Legend.
I don't think he would even foul off a pitch. Over under, month of May, overrated Mayflowers. I just can't get too excited about tulips. I try, I just can't.
Underrated May Day baskets. My kids love them. These are a blast. Other states need to catch up on this trend.
Now, my kids, especially Colin, when he was younger, he would put the basket down and ring the doorbell.
And then run.
But he would run, but then if they hadn't opened the door yet, he'd kind of circle back around because he wanted the credit.
You know,
so it's like, I'm running, but hey, it's Colin.
Yeah, they haven't seen me yet. Okay, so
you want to make sure you know it was me.
Just maybe be seen a little, like he's sprinting away. Okay. Yeah.
May baskets hurt. Oh, boy.
Every single de mayo, boys. Ah, you only have una minuta left. Bravo, night.
Oh, Cinco de Mayo. He's drunk.
That means it's Sunday.
That's it.
All right,
Sunday.
That's going to do it for us. We promised a Taylor Davis, so we need to get that. We're back next week. We hope you are, too. In Depth with Graham Bensinger is up next.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off. Cubs complete the sweep of the Cardinals. They're now in first place. What a turnaround. And we mentioned it. What a moment for longtime Iowa Cub fan favorite Taylor Davis. Instead of staring down the camera, Davis did this. Stared down Cardinals pitching Michael Wacha and hit this grand slam. His first major league home run that tied the game. They went on to win it. Taylor Davis, love him.
Good bat flip.
Yeah.
Better bat swing. Put that ball. That keeps garbage.